Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.com. So grateful and thankful for all of you who have been sending in your prayer requests. We've been doing a series on prayer, and in this series, we're taking time to pray for you. We pray for all that listen to Cultivate Connection, but if you have a specific prayer request that you'd like to send in, that we can partner with you and agree with you, you can send that in to hello@cultivateconnection.com. So we're going to continue this series, just meditating on prayer, on scriptures about prayer and what Jesus said about prayer. So today as we begin, just allowing yourself to settle into wherever you need to be. Taking a moment just to check in first with your breath. Just beginning to take notice of that inhale and exhale. Noticing the breath move in, noticing it move out. Just beginning to embrace and engage with the breath here. Not trying to force anything. Just finding that connection. Being in that space with your breath, connecting. Feeling the sensation of it. Taking your time. Allowing that breath to naturally begin to lengthen. Finding that deeper breath. And here, taking a few nice deep breaths. Feeling the belly begin to rise and expand. As you draw that breath into the deeper spaces. I'm going to open us in prayer for today. God, we come today just as we are. We desire to meet with you. We pray that you would meet with us here, with each one listening. You know them by name. God, we need your grace today. We need you, precious Holy Spirit. I pray that you would have the freedom that you need to move on our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our whole beings. As we meditate on scripture today, would you quicken your word to our heart? Will you illuminate the thoughts that you think towards us, God, the truth of your word? Will you cause our hearts to be open to receive your truth, your word, your wisdom. Lead and guide our steps. Bring clarity where clarity is needed, God, and awaken our hearts to your presence in a greater measure. As we begin today, can you just come, perhaps see yourself sitting at the feet of Jesus? Listening, what he has to say to you. And as you sit at the feet of Jesus, how are you coming today? Is there anywhere you feel brokenness? Is there anywhere you feel victory? Notice how you come today. Our first scripture is from John 17, verses 13 to 21, reading from the New Living Translation. Read it one time through. I just want you to listen. Notice what you hear. Jesus speaking to his disciples. He's praying to the Father. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world so that they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word. And the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so they can be made holy by your truth. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world would believe you sent me. Reading this a second time, I'm going to pause between sentences and just give you a little more space to be with these words. What is Jesus highlighting? Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word. And the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so they can be made holy by your truth. I am not praying only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. Reading it one more time. What does it look like to be one with Jesus? How does prayer play a role in becoming one with him? Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them, so that they may be made holy by your truth. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe me through their message. I pray that they will be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. Do you believe you do not belong to the world? That you belong to Jesus? Are there areas in your life where God wants to separate you from the world, from the things of this world, to keep you safe from the evil one? We will allow his word, his truth, to wash you clean. Jesus prayed a prayer that just as he was sent into the world, you too would be sent into the world. Where is he sending you? Where is he asking you to stand upon his truth? To be one with him and one with other believers. Will you allow your heart to be connected to God in prayer? Our second scripture is from Matthew 6:7. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Reading it a second time, what begins to stir your heart? When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Do you talk endlessly when you pray to God? Or do you take time to engage and to listen? What does it look like when you come and you pray? It's God's showing you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. How is God inviting you to engage in prayer with Him? What does it look like to be able to express to Him honestly? What does it look like to connect with Him in prayer? Jesus challenges us in the Sermon on the Mount. Our next scripture is from Matthew 5:44. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Reading it a second time. I'm going to read verse 43 as well. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. Reading it one more time. You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. What does it look like to bless those who curse you? to do good to those who hate you. How is God calling you to pray for those who don't bless you? I want to bless you this week. I want to bless you to rise and to grow in prayer, in connection, in communication with God. And bless you to hear His voice, to catch His heart, to release His will and His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Pray that you would be filled with joy as you read His word, as you gain understanding and wisdom. May you find comfort when the world does not agree and pushes back. I bless you to be protected in this world, to be kept safe from the evil one. Remembering who you are in Christ, who God has created you to be. And if sometimes you feel like you don't belong, it's true. You do not belong in this world. It's not your home. You've been created for something greater. May you be reminded of that. I bless you to know where God is sending you into this world to release His love and His truth and His presence. And I pray that in your life, with those around you, the believers, that you would be one, just as God and Jesus are one. Lord, I pray for that unity that comes when we seek your face, when we follow your spirit, when we are united in Jesus. I bless you to love with God's love. Your enemies or people that come against you, pray that He would release prayers in your heart through your mouth to pray for those who persecute you. And I bless you to engage in sweet conversation with God as you pray, not merely using empty words and babbling on and on, but finding that connection, receiving His peace and His love. Amen.